All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, and we're talking with Laura Swanson Sunday at the girls' basketball banquet as they wrap up the winter sports season. And I know the spring sports season is unofficially, or I should say officially, underway. And as I talked to her, they're talking about a winter storm approaching the area. But I know, Coach, you've been able to get outside and utilize the outdoor track, and you've had some indoor meets already. And I know some really carryover excitement from last year and how you finished. How have things been going so far?
Yeah, we've been outside for practice every day except one. It was down in the 30s one day, but every other day we've been outside, and that's not something we typically do at the beginning of the season. And so that's always beneficial to get down and use your track for workouts and handoffs and stuff like that, and not have to rely on the hallway to do that as well. And we've had a couple indoor meets at Knox College and Augustana College as well. So it's good to be able to train on your track and see the carryover to the indoor meets.
Yeah, and I know the indoor season is a completely different animal from the outdoor season. I think the indoor is basically, let's just get on the track and kind of see what's going on early in the season. As they say, kind of shake the rust off.
Yeah, it's good to see where you're at. You know, we had 2 weeks of practice and then a meet indoors at Augustana. And so it's good to get some girls out running. And the fun thing is try to qualify for the top times meet at Illinois Wesleyan, which is March 25th.
And, you know, I know when we talk about kind of what's back, you look at the anchors with the sprinters, with Caitlin Hoffman and Kenzie Baker. That's kind of where we start at here in, I guess, the 2017 spring.
Yeah, Caitlin and Kenzie back this season as part of our two key parts of our relays. And then, you know, we've got some younger girls stepping up to fill into some positions to fill those sprint relays for this fall or this spring.
Yeah, and then I guess, you know, when you've been able to get outside here early, at least in the spring sports season, are you finding it a little bit easier to kind of put kids in places already, having the luxury of having the good weather?
Oh, yeah. Seeing girls run on the track as opposed to in the hallway is very beneficial. You know, you could see the competition there, and doing the workouts and stuff like that, you can definitely pick up on some things and see who I can fill in those relays there.
You pleased with the numbers on the roster? How many kids are out, and do you feel that you're able to spread kind of the talent out in most of the events where you feel we can score some significant points in some of the bigger meets we go to?
Yeah, we have 23 girls out total, which is about where we've been every year. Yeah, I think we can spread out. We're a little thinner than we have been in the past couple of years, but I think we'll be able to fill most events. Maybe not all the way like we have in the past, but I think, you know, we'll have, with the numbers we have, we'll be able to fill most everything.
Yeah. Okay, so you got indoor through, when'd you say the prep times is the 25th? Is that right? And then so when's like first outdoor stuff's not till basically April?
Actually, we're supposed to have an outdoor meet, I believe, next week, the week of the top times meet.
Yeah,
and I think it's a home meet that week.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we actually have 4 home meets this year as opposed to the past. So
now, are they mostly just duels, or are they triangular, squad, stuff like that?
Yeah, we have 2 triangular quad type meets, and then our invite, and then we host the varsity conference meet as well.
Well, we wanted to get a few words with Coach Swanson early in the spring sports season, and hopefully that weather doesn't come in. But I know, got to be excited about, you know, expecting some big things again here in this spring track season.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Coach Laura Swanson with us on WRMJ.